Book 1, Canto 3, The Yoga of the King, The Yoga of the Soul's Release. I'm reading page 24. His soul breaks out to join the Oversoul. His life is oceaned by that super life. He has drunk from the breasts of the Mother of the Worlds. A topless supernature fills his frame. She adopts his spirit's everlasting ground as the security of her changing world and shapes the figure of her unborn mites. Immortality, she conceives herself in him, in the creature that unveiled creatrix works. Her face is seen through his face, her eyes through his eyes. Her being is his through a vast identity, then is revealed in man the overt divine, a static oneness and dynamic power descended in him, the integral Godhead seals. His soul and body takes the splendid stamp, a long dim preparations is man's life, a circle of toil and hope and war and peace, tracked out by life's on matter's obscure ground. In his climb to a peak no feet have ever trod, he seeks through penumbra shot with flame, a veiled reality half known, ever missed, a search for something or someone never found, cult of an idea never made real here, an endless spiral of ascent and fall, until at last is reached the giant point through which his glory shines from whom we were made, and we break into infinity of God. Across our nature's border line we escape into supernature's arc of living light. This now was witnessed in the Son of Force, in him that high transition laid its base, original and supernal immanence, of which all nature's process is the art, the cosmic worker set his secret hand, to turn this frail mud engine to heaven use, a presence wrought behind the ambiguous screen. It beat his soil to bear a titan's weight, refining half-hewn block of nature's strength. It built his soul into statued god, the craftsman of the magic stuff of self, who labors at his high and difficult plan in the wide workshop of the wonderful world, modeled inward, time his rhythmic parts. Then came the abrupt transcendent miracle, the masked immaculate grandeur could outline. At travel in the occult womb of life, his dreamed magnificence of things to be, a crown of the architecture of the worlds, a mystery of married earth and heaven, a next divinity to the mortal scheme. A seer was born, a shining guest of time. For him, mind's limiting firmament is seized above. In the griffin forefront of the night and day, a gap was rent in the all-concealing vault. The conscious ends of being went rolling back. The landmark of the little person fell. The island ego joined its continents. Overpassed was this world of rigid limiting forms. Life's barriers opened into the unknown. Abolished were conceptions convents, and striking of subjection's rigorous claws annulled the soil's treasury with nature's nescience. All the gray inhibitions were torn off and broken the intellect's hard and lustrous lid. Truth unpartitioned found immense sky room, and empyrean vision saw anew. The bounded mind became a boundless light, the infinite self-mated with infinity. His march now soared into an eagle's flight, out of apprenticeship to ignorance. Wisdom appraised him to her master craft, and made him an archman's of the soul, a builder of immortal secrets house, an aspirant to supernal timelessness. Freedom and empire call to him from on high, above mind's twilight and life's star-led night. There gleam the dawn of a spiritual day.